we're back.
Oh my god. Not me literally thinking David Boreanaz's name was David Boreanaz.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pronounce anything. I would never have noticed.
Sorry to everybody who listened to our main yeah.
So how do you pronounce
everybody
it?
Listen. David Boreanaz.
Okay.
Boreanaz. I'm Boreanaz.
You know,
I pronounce it Boreanaz. It is pronounced Boreanaz.
The way they're gonna be like, none of that's right. It's actually something completely different.
Come for me. I'm about to mispronounce some Russian names too. So that's my contribution to the war effort.
I think we're allowed to.
Yeah, so we have some things to talk about for leftovers.
What do we got?
We're on vacation.
Okay.
So, Selling Sunset. Did you hear season 5?
Yes. Yes. April. Yes. I love. I'm now that I'm fully caught up. Oh my god.
Don't you
so
just
good.
Feel like it's the best TV show ever
it's
made?
It's literally like it is literally what I would tell people is the blueprint for new TV. Like this, follow this format, will be good. Like this is replicatable.
It's so good.
And I enjoy it.
It's the only Netflix show I actually watch.
I was going to say, this is what will keep me paying the $28,000 they're now charging on Netflix. Like this will be
Wait,
the
how
one
How much
thing.
Are they charging?
I think it's like $20 before password sharing. They're now charging for password sharing. Like if they you see the another screen on the same account in a different like location, you have to pay like $3 to share it out or something like that every month. I think it's $20. I don't think it's even including like HD or 4K. I think it's like almost $30 a month now, getting into that level.
So now you're paying for two people for one subscription, and then they're also charging no extra. But like
Girl,
we said,
the
Netflix
Matrix
has a cap on how much money it can make. Subscription-based things have a fixed income when they pre-brand deals. I mean, specifically, right. Subscription-based income has a fixed cap.
I mean, like at this point,
there are only so many people in the world to subscribe to.
Yeah,
Netflix.
Like how many more people can get Netflix? And also, they make such an insanely high amount of absolute garbage content. I'm like, maybe just stop making that. Maybe stop buying like shows that literally no one's ever going to watch again.
So it has a premiere date. Amen to that. They have new agents. I mean, to that, I'm very excited.
Oh, a new cast member. I need to look this up right now. I want to see who this is.
I have some other things I want to talk about.
Oh, this is going to be sickening. I'm excited.
Are you ready for this?
What? What's
Page
the
Page 6, breaking news.
Oh?
Friends beg Putin's lover, Alina Kabaeva, to persuade him to end the war.
Oh, she can do it. Why didn't we think about that? Biden, get on it. Come on. Like, fly her out.
Listen, we're not going to get into the geopolitics of Russia and Ukraine
she
on this podcast.
She was once dubbed Russia's most flexible woman with a picture of her doing a full circle backward. Yes. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm looking at her.
So we're not going to get into geopolitics, but this is socialite news. And so obviously it's well within our domain. So we are approaching this from the news of a socialite who is, you know, connected to Putin. Friends beg Putin's lover, Alina Kabaeva, to persuade him to end the war. We're getting this from Page 6. Are you ready for news? Friends of Vladimir Putin's, quote, Eva Braun, Alina, are begging her to go to Moscow to persuade him to end the war as she faces expulsion from Switzerland. Quote, Alina's female friends, I love that they have to qualify female friends. Alina's female friends are begging her to fly to Putin and persuade him to end the war, a source told Page 6. He doesn't seem to be listening to anybody, but perhaps he might listen to her.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes, everybody.
This International Women's History Month, you know, anything's possible. Anything is possible.
Yes. The secret lover he has had multiple children with in secret, who he keeps in a different country. Is going to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
World War III finally averted.
Thank you, Page 6. So the source added, quote, Putin is surrounded by rings and rings of security. Alina says she doesn't know if she can get to him.
So she ain't even.
If she does, she doesn't know if she'll be able to get out again to be with their kids.
So this is implying that she won. Doesn't even have physical access to Putin. And if she did, it would mean she will literally be kidnapped and held against her will and cannot leave.
No, it's literally...
So yeah, send her in, girl. She got it.
I mean, listen.
Sounds like a success
listen,
to me.
Listen, obviously Page 6 is running this story because people are going to like jump on it, right? Like, it's the same thing you're seeing with the Ukrainian president, where there's like fandom almost with the way we approach.
Oh, don't. Those photos of him. Like,
obviously, people are not fandom rallying. Like,
I mean, some of them are.
No, what I'm saying is a fandom is not rallied around Alina, but the way. Yes, yes. Even the news now reports on geopolitical conflicts is like from a place of fandom, right? Like, they're urging her. Fans are urging Alina to go run to Putin's side and end the war. But then, like, also, she can't get to him. She doesn't know where she is. And who knows if she'd even be able to get out once she got to him. So,
I mean, speaking of like fandom impact, like, so in Googling her name just to get like some photos or context, there's literally an article from the Daily Mail, of course, that was published, I think, literally just now. Swiss petition to kick Putin's rumored lover, love that part, out of the country hits 63,000 signatures. I'm like, so they really got service? Like
63, okay, I'm
so, like, petition it?
I'm
like,
gonna say this.
That's not enough people.
Going forward, I am putting a moratorium on reporting on online petitions.
It's literally,
unless that shit hits like a million, okay?
Like a billion, actually. I mean, talk about the theater of it all. Okay, like
I don't even think that qualifies as like a small city in any of the countries that would be most affected by this.
Yeah, 60, like 63,000 right? Like, is like the size of the neighborhood of we're village. Sitting in right
yeah,
now.
Like, yeah, that's a village.
That's so, like three blocks in each direction for me. Like
we don't need to know that 63,000 disparate people from across the globe all want her extradited from Switzerland.
It's
like, we don't like
they want her deported back to Russia specifically.
100%, 100%, 60,000 of those people on that signature list are Americans who have not turned off the daily news. Like,
stop. No, I mean, to give...
have tweeted heart eyes emojis at a picture of the Ukrainian president.
Well, like, allegedly it was launched by citizens in Russia, Belarus, and the Ukraine two weeks ago. But no, I get your sentiment.
How much do we think that got traction by some loser on, like, fresh off a Trevor Noah stream? Like...
Shut up about the Trevor Noah stream. Please.
Trevor Noah, like, airplane conductoring everyone to go sign this petition, right? Like... Okay, so back to this Page Six article.
Wait, sorry, I'm dying here. There is as yet no independently verified evidence that Kabeva, the former pro-Putin MP, is hiding in Switzerland, where she is thought to have given birth to the Russian president's children.
I'm getting into it.
Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. I'm sorry. I'm just gooped and gagged, okay?
Okay, so Page Six exclusively reported earlier this month that the Russian president has allegedly been hiding his lover and their kids in the once neutral European nation. Okay. Quote, Kabaeva, a Olympic gold medal winning gymnast, reportedly has four children, two young boys and twin girls, with Putin, 69, though the two never officially confirmed the birth or the parentage of any of them. Even better, are you ready? The kids were allegedly born in Switzerland and all have Swiss passports, according to sources, who tells us Alina, 38, is believed to hold passports under a number of different names and nationalities. Okay, now we're playing
Okay,
spy
all
games.
Right. I was about to say, what is spy this? Games.
Okay, wait, it gets better. So the New York Post has a special relationship with Alina that goes all the way back to 2013. She has been a fixture of their coverage of Putin, and specifically most of it concerns their nickname, long-running nickname of Putin, as quote-unquote Vlad the Impaler. I'm gonna let everyone just let that simmer for a second.
Yeah,
on
I'm gonna
why
just
they
sit
would
with
be
that for a minute.
Why they would be calling him Vlad the Impaler. Please look at, scroll down. There's a New York Post.
Oh, Jesus. Vlad the Impaler, all in caps.
Missing Putin with gal pal for tot birth.
Not tot birth. Like, Jesus. T-O-T.
Yes, haha, get it? Putin has sex.
I'm sorry, the line right below, hoops hysteria, March Madness heats up. This is wretched. This is from 2015.
Oh, yes, okay, so let me go back to 2013. So,
all the way back.
In 2013, Putin divorced from his wife, longtime wife, who was 55 at the time. After years prior, he had been rumored to have been having and carried out an affair with Alina.
Yeah.
Amongst, like, a bunch of other women, right?
I'm sure. She's not, like,
the only paramour in Putin's arsenal.
Absolutely.
This is from the New York Post in 2013. Quote, Putin long rumored to have carried on an affair with the, quote, sultry Russian gymnast.
Not sultry.
Made the announcement yesterday while appearing in public for the first time in more than a year with his wife, standing in the lobby of a Kremlin hall after watching the first act of the ballet Esmeralda, the Putins answered questions from a state TV interviewer. What about the rumors that the first family doesn't live together anymore? Is that true? The interviewer asked. Putin, 60, inhaled and said, it is. It was a truly mutual decision, his wife said. Our marriage is over since we practically never see each other. Things worked out such that each has his own life. This is also from page six at the time. Quote, the Kremlin has denied for years that the marriage was on the rocks and heatedly dismissed reports of Putin having affairs with younger women, including Russian spy Anna Chapman. The newspaper, and it is a Russian name, I can't pronounce it.
Don't try.
But it seems that from what I've translated, it's stand for Moscow correspondent,
mm-hmm.
was closed by its owners 5 years prior, so in 2008, after it touched off a scandal by reporting that Putin had divorced his wife to marry Kabaeva, 30 at the time, a former gold medal gymnast in Russia. So there was this magazine, the Moscow Correspondent, that like broke a story that said, hey, Putin is with this 30-year-old Russian gymnast. They are together. He's leaving his wife. She's the secret first lady of Russia.
Classic.
Everyone's in on it. The Kremlin all knows, et cetera, et cetera. The magazine, like literally almost immediately after publishing that story, closed down due to, quote, financial difficulties.
Oh, mama fuck.
So, you know, clearly there was something to the story. Putin's last public appearance with his wife prior to appearing at that ballet in 2013 was at his inauguration to a third term in May 2012. So there had been like a full year before he and his wife had been seen together. And the next time they were seen together after all of this was to announce that they had gotten divorced in 2013. So then skip forward 2 years. Alina is once again the centerpiece of global news. In March 2015, the New York Post had their infamous Vlad the Impaler cover, which showed Putin leering at Alina at a public event. At the time, Putin had, quote unquote, disappeared from public life temporarily. So he wasn't like seen out and about.
Yeah.
And people said that he had stowed away to Switzerland to watch Alina give birth to their children. So they were having twins. And it was said that Alina was in a Swiss town. I don't think I have the name of it here in our notes, but it was in like a remote Swiss town.
Yeah.
And people had been seeing Russian cars like trawling the streets and were like, wonder what's going on with all of this. And it was, of course, at the time reported that it was because Putin's, you know, whole posse had rolled up to Switzerland. None of it was ever confirmed. And at the time, the Kremlin were like extremely clear that they had nothing to do with this. There was nothing going on between Putin and Alina. There was no like, you know, secret affair going on. He didn't know that lady, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm, so like firmly denied all of it.
So true.
At the time, the newspaper wrote, quote, okay, so then like 2 months go by. And at the time in 2015, this next story comes up, right? So everyone's like, she just gave birth, right? And this was the proof that she had been pregnant.
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
No, what?
Are you ready for this?
I'm not, no.
Listen to this vintage 2015 New York Post.
I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Copy. Okay. Listen to how well this paragraph has aged. 2 months after questions about President Vladimir Putin's whereabouts fueled rumors of a love child with girlfriend Alina, the noticeably heavier 32-year-old beauty has renewed speculation.
Oh my God.
Local reports described Alina as looking overweight and older. The former gymnast, who had not been seen for weeks, seemed tired when she appeared in an expansive red dress at a girls' gymnast contest in Moscow, Central European
expensive
News reported.
Red dress.
Kabaeva and Putin have neither confirmed nor denied reports. Surrounded by ogling World War II vets, Alina looked slightly overweight and older, local media reported, suggesting it was due to a recent pregnancy.
World War II vets?
Slightly overweight men? And in a voluminous dress.
They're like, listen, she's fucking fat, I guess. Wait, like, now Jesus click Christ. On
where it says May 20th, 2015. Let's look at what the New York Post described as voluminous and overweight.
I can't go over expansive red dress. So it's not just a red dress, it's an expansive
click
one.
Click on it. Click on it.
Click on the New York May Post 20th, article here.
The May 20th one. Look at this dress, babes.
Wait, hold up, hold up. I don't think I have the right link here. Oh.
She's looking skinny as a needle. Bitch,
I wish I was that skinny. I was about to say. I'm like, they're calling her fat and everything. I think she weighs half my weight.
Literally
like,
skinny as a needle.
What the hell? Okay, this probably speaks just so much more to the way that media outlets treat Russian, like, women and, like, those beauty. Like, what the hell is that about? Because I feel like they would not say that about, well, maybe they would.
No, they do say this about everybody. Yeah, they do say pretty wild shit. But I'm just saying, like, it was, I was looking at it, like, expecting to see, like, a baby bump or something. And I looked at the photos and I was like, what are they talking about? But it gets funnier. So, not funnier. Funnier, quote unquote, unquote.
Funny, but I'm not laughing.
So, the New York Post then has some more info from the years that I've gathered. And I got this from other places like the Daily Mail and the Sun and just like a bunch of other outlets. New York Times. I kind of got like a rough bio on who Alina is. And her life is fascinating. Okay, so... It was, okay, so this is from the New York Post. It was at the height of her athletic fame, notching a bronze medal in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney and a gold medal in Athens 4 years later, that the then married Putin, himself a judo and ice hockey enthusiast, first met Alina. The Sunday Times reported earlier this week. After retiring from gymnastics in 2005, the Uzbekistan-born Alina tried out a succession of new careers, all capitalizing on her gymnastics stardom. A singing career was attempted and abandoned. She modeled occasionally, once appearing in a $33,000 gold gown on the cover of Vogue Russia.
Okay.
For 8 years, she has held a seat on Russia's lower level of parliament, the Duma, recruited by and running under Putin's United Russia Party.
Okay.
But it was in 2008 that she first became Russia's rumored, quote, secret first lady. Through the years, Alina has remained unlinked to any other suitors, despite being called one of her country's most eligible women. Express noted earlier that her wealth has also grown to, quote, first lady proportions. Okay, again, why are we making
great
bad jokes about her money? Okay. She remains the, this is the very interesting part to me. She remains the titular head of the National Media Group, a pro-Kremlin empire of television, radio, and print entities. The Sunday Times also notes that she has a fleet of luxury cars and a security retinue at her beck and call. She was last seen in public in October 2018 when she defended her PhD thesis on training preschool children in rhythm gymnastics.
Let me read this again. She defended her PhD thesis on training preschool children in rhythmic gymnastics. That feels like the lead. Like, let's explore that a bit more.
Yeah, let's actually Google that really quick.
I love that we did our Women's History Month duties and not focusing on Putin, but focusing on the women around Putin and the women that uplift and become a part of his life. Okay. I mean, it's very brave of us.
Okay, wait. I want to... Let me read this. Okay. I don't even want to, okay, I'm not even going to tell you where I'm finding this because it is some janky website.
So alleged PhD?
Yeah, alleged PhD. Okay, so Russian athlete, Olympic champion in rhythm gymnastics, Alina Kabaeva received a PhD degree from the National State University of Physical Culture, Sports, and Health, named after P.F. Leskoft in St. Petersburg. This It is noted that Kaveva defended her work on the topic, the maintenance of the sports and fitness stage of preparing preschool children in rhythm gymnastics. According to the athlete, the defense was not easy for her. But if you know yourself this topic well, then it is not difficult. In July, it was reported that the dissertation council of the Belgorod State National Research University confirmed the degree of Doctor of Historical Sciences, Minister of Culture.
Work, I guess. Like,
girl boss.
Yeah, girl really. Boss. Why aren't we talking about her education? Why are we defining her by the men in her life? I'm just saying. I think we need to put that out there. Can we switch to even more cursed female news?
Yeah, we do need to talk about this particular Women's History Month achievement.
Women stay winning. Total straight icons, Katie Maloney and Tom Schwartz, have divorced. And I think now all is right with the world, honestly.
Okay, where were you when you heard this news?
I was probably on the toilet or something on Discord. And
I was having sex.
Fuck off.
When you texted me.
Fuck off.
Yeah, some people have sex, Matt. You should try it sometime. Devastating. Devastating own. Sick here we burn, go. Dude.
Joan, I have sex. Just so you know, I have it. I have it, by the way.
I am a sentient whole. You know this.
Yeah, so, you know.
Speaking of people who don't have sex.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to talk about people who really don't have anything going on.
Now that they're divorced and we're on Patreon, can I say one thing?
Oh, please.
Was it that his sperm was bad? Or was it that they just weren't having sex?
No,
that's why the baby wasn't bad.
She literally would say all the time, your dick won't get hard because they can't have sex.
That's what I'm saying. Like that whole plot all line the time. About, remember when he carried the sperm in the freezer bag to his job?
I think there was also that too, though.
No, yes.
Like they were trying to also have a kid, I guess, kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you have to have sex to have a kid or... I guess the in vitro.
I think they said that on the show. It's a blur now. That oh, wait. The blur. Funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I know. Okay, if it turns out that Katie has, like, some medical issue, no. Then obviously, like, I don't want to be making fun of this, but my understanding was that
Tom's dick didn't
get hard, and that his dick didn't work. Or, like, you know, he had toxic sperm from all the martinis he drinks.
It's like Lily battery acid that's coming out at this point.
Well, that Olay foundation he used, that one time he got in drag, the radiation from it seeped into his pores. That synthetic wig was actually made out of lead.
I think what's so funny about this news, though, is that...
you just papered over that. I'm really upset at you.
I think it's what I have to do as a brave individual. What I think is the funniest thing ever, and I hope it doesn't, like, breach security with this, so bleep it out, but I love that we're going to be going to the same wedding venue very soon that this wedding between Katie and Thomas hosted at. I think sacred grounds, like, we can really celebrate the divorce on the actual Ground Zero. It's very exciting. So we're
consecrating their divorce with a new love.
Okay, so let's get into what actually happened here. So
there was a statement that she put out on the Instagram news circuit. Mm-hmm, I'm going to read hers, and then why don't you read Tom's? So at the bottom, I have that link there.
Yeah.
That's Tom's statement, and it's much longer, so I'm going to make you do the emotional labor of going through it.
Sure.
So this is what she had to say, and I want everyone to take note of how wildly contrasting their statements are, because it's...
it really is night and day.
It's night and day. I will say that I think it's pretty clear from what she says. This was not his decision. This was Katie Maloney. Oh, yeah.
And when we read his...
girl bossing a divorce. Okay.
Thank God.
She was on the You're Gonna Love Me with Katie Maloney podcast. I don't even want to unpack that at all. We're going to just accept it for what it is.
I didn't realize she had a podcast just for herself. I thought she was on someone
else's.
You're
Gonna Love Me.
Sure as fuck not. Anyway,
it hasn't happened yet, but it will. There wasn't some kind of crazy incident that happened. There wasn't some crazy fight that resulted in this. And again, it was my decision, which was probably the hardest and most painful decision I've ever had to make. The best and the only way I can describe it is just like waking up inside of my life and having this. The voice that just became louder and louder, and just events in my life and in our relationship coming into focus and feeling the weight of them on me. I wanted to deny them. I wanted to push them out of my head because we have built a life together and he was my person and I wanted to be with him forever, but ultimately I just wasn't happy. I had really prioritized Tom and our relationship and his unfunctional dick and our future.
Okay, now. Wanting
to plan for that so bad, but it didn't often prioritize myself or my happiness. And that was really what was weighing on me. And that's when I realized that even though we did have so much fun, there were so many happy moments even, you know, day to day. I love being with him, but ultimately I was just unfulfilled.
Now let's...
Because his dick didn't work.
Now let's read... Mama.
Because I'm not Tom Sandoval or Jax.
Well, let's say even if the dick worked, it would literally have changed nothing, to be honest.
The smell that must come off of it... Unimaginable. Stop. So tell us what he said on Instagram.
Oh my god, it starts with a bang. Well, this sucks. By the way, let's just say one thing real quick. Hers is like one paragraph or two. His is like seven.
Why is he making like the soy face already in his thing? Like, well, this sucks.
Or they're like that bear face smile kind of thing. Oh my god, Lily, it seeps. Okay. Well, this sucks. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in a fucking canned Instagram caption? First of all, it's not an Instagram caption. This is a Notes app screenshot. Well, yeah, not Notes app, because this is in like typewriter font. I don't know where the fuck he wrote this. Anyway, probably one of those apps that lets you make collages for Instagram, you know? Like,
wait, does Facetune have a text feature?
Okay, let me get back. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in a fucking canned Instagram caption? Mm-hmm. What picture am I supposed to use? Is there a go-to breakup font? I'm sure there is. Wanted to clear the air on some rumors floating around. I think it says rumors floating around, but Katie fully posted her thing first. Anyway, Katie and I are separating. I'm not quite ready to use the D word because it's too painful. Yes, my heart aches, but I'll be okay. Not looking to evoke any sympathy here. I'm not the victim. Not going to write too sad a song. Fully respect Katie's decision, and we've had healthy, productive conversations about it. It would be far sadder if she decided to stay with me whilst not happy. After 9 years on a reality TV show, it feels a little tone deaf to say, please respect our privacy, especially while posting this. So instead, I'll ask you to please be kind. I don't fault you for any snap judgment. If I was watching us on VPR for the last 9 years,
I would also think that you would think my dick doesn't work.
If I was watching us on Vanderpump Rules the last 9 years, I'd be making them too. Perception gets skewed because of seeing snippets of our lives in the show. But I'm telling you,
didn't work.
But I'm telling you, we had some of the most blissful, romantic, fun times humanely possible over the course of our relationship. I'm talking heaven on earth level joy. Now that I just don't, anyway. She taught me so much about love and being a better partner. As in, like, telling you to get your shit together. Anyway, it's hard not to feel like a statistic. Another failed marriage. I don't look at it as a failure. As sad as I am, still happy to say there's no anger or bitterness. Zero. Still, so much love for you at... I love how our username is still Music Skills Kate. Or what the fuck is it? Music
Kills Kate.
Well, the biggest mystery of our time. Still so much love for you and your family. I don't think we were ever a model couple. Maybe we are model divorcees. A dubious title, I suppose. Also, I'm aware of the tragedies taking place in the world right now. I have a perspective here.
Like whether or not Alina can make it out of Switzerland.
I'll be fine, so I'll shut up now and say it was last time. Love you, bub. I should get paid. I should get paid to have to listen to that. Always and forever, you'll be in my heart.
Always and forever, Alyssa Edwards.
On my ass? Question mark. Maybe not so much. And then after this are photos of them looking like whatever. They're photos.
I do love that the first post right before this was of them like we're so in love. Like on his
wait,
Instagram.
Wait, really?
Yo, look at his Instagram.
Oh my god, you're right. It's a selfie of them together saying it's Friday. I'm in love. Oh girl, I love Stassi Schroeder. Top comment photo 100. Caption 100. And then literally. The top comment on the divorce thing is also Stassi Schroeder saying, love you both so much.
Speaking of Bravo, I'm like, where are the cameras on the Roni cast as they get the news? They're no longer on the show. Okay, by the way, I looked up. I was just like, I'm looking up everyone just to see. Oh my God, Sony has a new post. Oh God, Sony has a new post. What? Get there. What is it?
Sonia Morgan Instagram.
Oh my god, it's just like an old clip of her dog humping her. Okay, wait, no. But I'm going.
Sounds about right.
I'm going to.
Wait, Sonia in your city. What is this?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say.
At College Humor. Jesus Christ.
Does somebody want to take us on the College Humor / Live Nation Sonia in your city tour? She's coming to Texas and Ohio, which I think are the closest to us.
Why are there so many people involved at Bogart shows, at Old National Center, at United Talent, at DC Improv, at Dish Nation, at College Humor, at Comedy News?
Okay, do you want to hear what you want to hear her last update from yesterday?
Sure.
Let's take a walk through the woods with Sonia as we both trail off into our very brief weekend vacation.
Walk? I would say it's a sunset walk, but these days at 6 o'clock, it's pretty bright out. Let's see what's going on around here. We have these beautiful flowers. We have Mia. That's Mia. Mia the kitty. Some squawking dogs over there. They're planning on spending the summer here. More daffodils. Yay. Love them. That's it. Waiting for the sunset.
I'm the wind hitting her microphone.
That's what Sonia's doing. So I think...
Good for her.
I would like to imagine she'll be doing fine. Also, look at her, by the way, in like this photo of her in Baltimore. Like,
wait a minute. Hold up. Is this Photoshop?
This is a real photo.
She's... Mama, that...
It's like...
She is not where she is supposed to be in that photo. It's not the same location. Like...
I just would love to know what's going on with her. I really would.
Isn't Luann back on her cabaret tour?
Oh, yeah.
Even after she got kicked out of that gay bar?
Out of bars. I do love, though, that like days before this all happened with Real Housewives of New York, Sonia announced that she had signed with United Talent Agency for comedy.
Girl, the bills. The bills.
You and I get ghosted so by the largest talent agencies in LA, and here comes Sonia signing for comedy. She's just gonna stand on stage, take her top off, and fall down.
To be honest, Sonia doesn't call for like the end of the US government.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not like actively trying to incite revolution and chaos and disorder.
I guess in a way, she is like the Charlie Chaplin of our time. So I could see comedy in her. I could see comedy in her repertoire.
She would do it so well, though. Like the little hat and dance, like little trick.
Stop, cabaret-esque.
Yeah, cabaret.
Okay, when she screamed at Luann that she was the first cabaret-esque star on the cast.
That's amazing. I mean, that was the best.
No, cabaret-esque is cabaret burlesque.
No, Joan, I don't think anyone could have thought of that. It's a real tongue twister.
Yes, it was invented by Christina Aguilera and Cher in the hit movie Burlesque. Yeah, that's all we have for today. I'm gonna miss Sonia, but I think that this is the healthiest
We're good.
Thing for her.
It absolutely is, because this the Real Housewives New York, as we know, has only just made everyone's alcoholism a lot worse.
In general, though, we'll end with, instead of our usual platitude, I'm going to end with the hashtags that Sonia has in her Instagram bio.
Sign us out.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Hashtag Real Housewife. Hashtag Roni. Hashtag Bravo TV. Hashtag Funny Girl. Hashtag Sonia in Your City. Hashtag Comedy Tour. Hashtag Fashion. Hashtag Lifestyle. Hashtag Mom. Hashtag Philanthropist. Goodbye.
Bye.